I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Good sleep habits can make a big difference in our quality of life and also our health. To talk about healthy sleep routines during the adult years is Dr. Andrea Rinn. She's a physician in the Department of Pulmonary Critical Care and Sleep Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Rinn, what restorative things or important health functions really happen when we're sleeping?
So we are continuing to research sleep and attempt to answer the question, why do we sleep? One thing that you may not be aware of is that our bodies and brains are quite active while we're sleeping. Sleep has been studied in memory consolidation, infection fighting, growth, and hormone production. Sleep has also been studied in neurologic disorders such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Scientists have discovered a system in the brain called the glymphatic system that works to clean the brain and may be an important piece of removing waste products for the brain. Scientists are looking at diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and the glymphatic system, and there should be much research to follow.
How much sleep do adults really need each night?
Adults before the age of 65 require between 7 and 9 hours of sleep. Adults over 65, we generally recommend 7 to 8 hours of sleep in order to get that restorative function.
And what can we do, Dr. Rinn, to try to have healthy sleep habits in place?
I think some of the most important things include going to bed and waking up at the same time every day, chiseling out enough time to sleep. Sleep deprivation is one of the leading causes of daytime sleepiness, and this can be modified by changing your behaviors at bedtime. Some other tips would include avoiding napping if you have trouble sleeping, making sure that your bedroom environment is quiet and comfortable, avoiding caffeine, cigarettes, alcohol prior to bedtime. And I think one of the most important tips is eliminating electronics out of the bedroom. This is important not only because of the blue light and light that can affect our brain's ability to produce melatonin and help us go to sleep, but also because these things are quite stimulating prior to bedtime.
What's the best approach if someone just has occasional bouts of waking up in the middle of the night and then they have a hard time getting back to sleep?
I think one of the most important tips is trying not to overthink it, and that's difficult at that time, but trying not to excessively worry about not sleeping one night or two, and this can be quite difficult in this situation. The other things that you can do is get out of bed and do something in low light that's quiet and relaxing. Some people find that relaxation strategies can be effective in these situations. And then the next day, kind of focus in on how you feel and try not to worry too much about that lack of sleep.
Dr. Rinn, thanks for providing information about healthy sleep routines for adults.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.